15. Let me give you just a little bit on the backdrop here. Chapters 8 and 9 typically are dealing with an offering that has been solicited from the saints around in the area of Greece and Macedonia for the saints in Jerusalem. And in our text, Paul is talking about giving a special offering for those saints in Jerusalem who are suffering in the time of a famine. Paul ends the chapter by combining the thought of their offering that they were collecting with the remembrance of the special gift of God, which is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And today, many are still suffering from famine, but it's a famine of the Word of God and a famine of sin. And that is famine is around the world. And at the same time, that special gift of God through Jesus Christ is still available even today. Amen for mankind. Read that verse with me together. It's the last verse in 2 Corinthians chapter 9 in verse 15. Everybody that is there, say amen. All right, y'all don't sound like y'all in the Christmas spirit, amen? Like a holy grunt there, amen? Everybody there say amen.
Amen.
All right, 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 15. Read it with me together. It says, thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. And notice how Paul ends that chapter. Of course, 8 and 9, he's encouraging the Corinthians to give as they had promised to give. And then he comes back and reminds them, he says, and also thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. The same way you guys are giving to help the Jerusalem saints, God has given to help you, amen, and this gift is unspeakable. And every year this season, we set aside a day to remember the day Jesus Christ was born into the world. The date is not the actual date, so don't get hung up on the date, but it is reflective of the fact that Jesus Christ was born many years ago to die for the sins of the world, amen. And that's why he said, thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. Amen. Our text speaks of God's unspeakable gift of eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord, and that's what the focus will be today, God's unspeakable gift. And I encourage you, if you have not received that gift, today is the day you want to receive that gift. Amen. If you have received that gift, be thankful and thank God for his unspeakable gift. Amen. And we'll talk about that this morning. Father, bless now the next moments that we have together as we once again rekindle the story of Christmas and talk about the wonderful gift that we have been given across the world. For God so loved the world that he gave. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you gave us Jesus Christ to be our Lord and Savior. And Lord, as we talk about that unspeakable gift this morning, I pray that our hearts and our minds and our thoughts may go back to that first Christmas when we were born again, that first Christmas that we experienced eternal life, that first Christmas that we were able to rejoice because we were saved, born again because of the unspeakable gift that was given to us. And I pray, Lord, there's a man, a woman, or a boy or a girl that has not received the gift of eternal life, the unspeakable gift, Lord, they would receive Jesus Christ today, and that we would reflect and remember and be thankful for the unspeakable gift that you've given to us. Thank you so much for loving us, Lord. Now, bless in the next moments that we have together. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. And Ms. Natasha has our special this morning.
Would it still be Christmas if Messiah never came? If the baby born that holy night hadn't been the promised one? If the Virgin Mary hadn't been with child from on high? When the star have shone so brightly like a beacon in the sky? Would it still be Christmas if the shepherds in the field had never heard the music when the glory was revealed? if they've never gone to see the place where Jesus lay, to worship Him, the promised one, who came to show the way. Would there still be joy if this baby boy hadn't come to earth to bestow a second birth? Is the baby in the manger and makes it truly Christmas? Would it still be Christmas if the place the baby lay was always and forever the place He had to stay? If He'd never gone the distance, dying on the cross, we would never be forgiven, forever we'd be lost. Who can comprehend it, this world without the Lord? To think there'd be no Savior to be worshipped and adored. In my heart I know that was Messiah there in bed, and then He's born in the hearts of men and women everywhere. Would there still be joy if this baby boy hadn't come to earth to bestow a second birth? Would His love be here, bringing warmth and cheer? Is the baby in the manger? Would His love be here, bringing warmth and cheer? Is the baby in the manger? Is the baby in the manger? That makes it truly Christmas. Truly Christmas.
Amen. Thank you, Natasha. Would it still be Christmas? Amen. We need the Lord Jesus Christ or there is no Christmas. Amen. You take Christ out of Christmas, you've got nothing but another day. Amen. But with Jesus Christ in the Christmas, amen, that makes it what it is today, amen. And typically and traditionally, I normally will go through one of the Gospels and I'll talk about maybe the angel's announcement at Christmas time, or I'll talk about the wise men, and I'll talk maybe about Mary or Joseph or Jesus or the journey, or I'll talk about the innkeeper, how there was no room in the inn and make him look like a bad guy, amen, for not housing Jesus Christ, amen. But I'm not going to do any of that this year. We're going to talk about the unspeakable gift, and I pretty much just talk about gifts today, amen, and I'll talk about the greatest gift that's ever been given, and that's Jesus Christ. How many of y'all like receiving gifts? Amen. How many of y'all like receiving the gift that you want? Amen. That makes it a little bit more real when you receive the gift that you want. Amen. And so, you know, Paul says, thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gift. And God is the gift giver. And He gave the greatest gift, and that's eternal life. Amen. Now, talking about gifts, for you, what quantifies as a good gift? Amen. Maybe a new car would be a good gift for you. Amen. Maybe a sports car. Gregory likes Lamborghinis and things of that nature. Amen. A new electronic device would make Joshua happy. Amen. I know that would be true. Amen. But, you know, a new ATV, a new quad or a new sports car, a new motorcycle may be for you that special gift that you want for Christmas. Amen. For teenagers, maybe a new iPad, a new iPhone, Xbox, or latest electronic gadget that's out there may be the gift that you want. Amen. For children, maybe a new bicycle or scooter, remote control car, doll or whatever. Amen. And, you know, it's sad that we can't go to Toys R Us anymore. Amen. And, you know, I found out, and I don't know if this is true or not, why they went out of business. Now, of course, everybody does do electronics. But I was told that they went out of business primarily because Amazon wanted to link up with them to have their things shipped online, and they didn't want to keep up with the times, and the times passed them by, and they went out of business. They went bankrupt. Now, that's what I was told, that Amazon was trying to help them out and saying, look, we can help you out. People buy these things online, shipping you. They said, no, we're not buying into this online stuff. People are still going to come to Toys R Us. Well, we can't go to Toys R Us anymore. Amen. Because they didn't keep up with the times. Amen. So there is no more Toys R Us. So children, no toys for you this Christmas. Bah humbug, Scrooge. Amen. You've got to get something else for Christmas. Amen. So now they're buying electronic gadgets. All the children want electronic gadgets because Toys R Us is out of business. Amen. And have you seen some of the latest toys lately? They're pretty bad, amen. You know, when I was a little kid, we had Toss Across and Twister and Go Fish, you know. And man, those games are gone now, amen. But anyway, praise the Lord. We often don't hear about these things making good Christmas gifts because they mean work. I see the husband coming home saying, honey, I bought you a new dishwasher. That doesn't go over as a good Christmas gift. Or I bought you a new vacuum cleaner. Normally doesn't go over as a good Christmas gift. I bought you a new washer and dryer. Normally doesn't go over as a good Christmas gift, although it may be necessary. Amen. I bought you a new stove. Normally those things mean work for the individual. Now, they may be nice. They may be necessary. They may be needed. But that's normally not a good gift you want to come home and say, hey, Merry Christmas. I bought you a vacuum cleaner. Ladies, would that make a good Christmas gift? Not unless you don't have one at all, amen. Or the one that you have is raggedy and torn up, amen. Then it will make a good Christmas gift, and then you make your husband and the children use it, amen. And then it's a good Christmas gift, amen. However, how about an Echo, amen? Or a Siri, turn my lights on, turn my lights off, amen. That make a good Christmas gift, amen. Especially for children, because they don't want to go up and down the stairs and turn the lights off when you leave them on anymore, amen. A new dress, a new suit, those things still make good Christmas gifts, amen. For ladies, maybe new shoes, new purse, maybe some jewelry, necklace, diamonds, our girl's best friend, they say, amen. Now, why is it that diamonds are girl's best friend and a dog is man's best friend? Some about that, amen. Diamonds are a girl's best friend, but a dog is man's best friend. I never really got the concept of that, amen. Maybe because the dog can fetch, the diamonds can't. I don't know. But a ring, maybe some money. Those normally make good Christmas gifts, amen. And for the majority of these, they can bring you some enjoyment, some ease, some entertainment. But, you know, the bad part, they can be stolen. They can break down. They can grow old. They become outdated. There's a new version that comes out, and you need a new one. Amen. They got the Siri. Then we got the Echo. Then it's going to be the Soundwave. I don't know what's going to come next. Amen. But, you know, something is going to play it out. You think about it. For those back in the day, they had the reel-to-reel. Then they went to the 8-track. Then they went to the cassettes. You know, we had the albums and the records. Most of y'all don't know anything about Eric records and albums. Then it was the CDs, amen. Then it was the MP3s. And, you know, and what is it going to be next, amen? I don't know. But those things can all become outdated, break down. And most of all, looking at our text, they are not unspeakable. We can speak about those things. But notice what the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 9, verse 15. Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. Unspeakable gift. All the things I mentioned are speakable, but the Bible says, thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. The word unspeakable has the idea of being indescribable. Indescribable. It's hard to describe. Indescribable means too unusual, extreme, or indefinite to be adequately described. In other words, you have to search for multiple words to describe it. Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. Synonyms for unspeakable are inexpressible. You ever had something to describe and you said, I just can't explain it? It's inexpressible. It's indefinable. I can't put a definite term on it. It's beyond words or description. For you word scholars, it's ineffable. Ineffable. Or incommunicable, meaning I can't communicate this to you well enough. Unspeakable. It's beyond description. And Paul here reminding them that they need to thank God for his unspeakable gift. The reason they're able to give is because God gave them, and he brings them back into relationship with Jesus Christ, who gave everything for them. Amen. That's why he's able to say in verse 7, God loveth a cheerful giver. Amen. God loves a cheerful giver. Why? God cheerfully gave for you and I. Jesus Christ, the gift of God's love to mankind, is an unspeakable blessing. No man can conceive, much less declare, how great this gift really is. Think about it. You possess within your power, if you're born again, Jesus Christ. He lives in you by the power of the Holy Spirit. Just wrap your head around that for a minute. The God who created the universe, the God who created the heavens, the God who put the stars out there, who makes them twinkle, is in you. That is indescribable. That is unspeakable. That God is in you. Well, that's exactly who's in you if you're born again. Amen. The idea is that no words can properly express the greatness of the gift bestowed on man. It's higher than the mind can conceive. It's higher than language can express. Jesus, I dare say, is beyond description. He is the unspeakable gift. He's the indescribable one. Amen. Notice just a few of the names given to describe our unspeakable gift, Jesus Christ. He's called the King of Kings. He's called the Lord of Lords. He's called Emmanuel, God with us. He's called the High Tower. He's called the Rock. He's called the Buckler. He's called the Shield. He's called the Savior. He's called Messiah. He's called Wonderful. He's called my Counselor. He's called my Mighty God, the Prince of Peace. He's called the Everlasting Father. He's called the Shepherd. He's called the Son of Man. He's called the Son of God. He's called the Door. He's called the Good Shepherd. He's called the Bread of Life. He's called the Water of Life. And I could go on. He is unspeakable, indescribable. We have to use so many different terms just to describe him. Now, I'm not like that. Amen. I'm a father. I'm a pastor. I'm a husband. Amen. I'm a brother. Amen. I'm a cousin. I'm an uncle. And that's about where it stops. Some people have called me low life, but that doesn't qualify, amen. But, you know, you think of the names that you have that people describe you by. And the list normally falls short, amen. And you say, but there's so much more about me. We say, well, I'm trying to think about something else. You know, don't pay your bills. Yeah, how about that one? Shiftless, you know, that, you know. No good? Well, we don't want to put those on the list, amen. But for Jesus, I could go on. He's called the I Am. He's called, you know, and I like that one, I Am. I Am. I like that one. And technically what that means is I will be what I need to be for you. I am. I am what you need me to be. Now, that think about that. Now, wrap your head around that. I am what you need me to be. Wow. The bread of life. Amen. I am. He's called the Good Shepherd. He's called the Light of the World. He's called my fortress. He's called the Almighty. He's called the Way, the Truth, and the Life. He's called the Vine. He's called Jehovah. And we can go on with Jehovah Nisi and Jehovah Rapha and all the rest of the Jehovahs. Amen. Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, just to name a few, because he is so unspeakable. That's this one that I'm talking about, the one that was born on that first Christmas morning. He is everything that you need him to be and everything that I need him to be. He is unspeakable. And for the next few moments, I want to share with you just some thoughts about how unspeakable this gift of eternal life contained in Jesus Christ is. Now, you know, if I came home with Steph Curry, my son would probably be speechless. Came home for Christmas. Son, guess what we got for Christmas? Steph Curry. He would probably say, jaw drop, eyes pop open. Is that really you? Yeah, it's really me. Prove it. Go out and shoot a three-pointer. He'd be unspeakable. He wouldn't know what to do. Dad, how did you get Steph Curry here? We ransomed off all your stuff. Amen. He would be speechless if I got Joshua the latest computer gadget. And Joshua's the type, my wife just told him a couple days ago, well, Joshua, we'll go to the library and get you some books on how to do these computers. He said, I don't want a book. I want to figure it out myself. Amen. I thought, praise God, man. He's the next computer genius. Amen. Or computer hacker, whichever one it is. I don't know. It was Joshua. Amen. Sometimes. Dad, I know your password already. How do you know my password already? I can get around anything that you put on that computer. Well, if you don't have it, you can't get nothing. Amen. Take that thing away from you. Amen. Hey, we're going to talk about some things about Jesus, the unspeakable gift of eternal life. Number one, this gift is unspeakable or indescribable. It's so unspeakable and indescribable, many don't know how to ask or comprehend it. The woman at the well in John chapter 4 and verse 10, Jesus said this to her. Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest, notice this, the gift of God. Notice what he said. If thou knewest the gift of God and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him and he would have given thee living water. The woman at the well here speaking to Jesus Christ, the unspeakable gift, and she doesn't even recognize that he is the gift of God. Amen. He's trying to get her in terms and talking with her in terms of water because that's what she was doing and trying to draw her interest and pique her interest. And he says, if you knew the gift of God, you would ask me and I would give it to you. Jesus Christ is so unspeakable. Many people need it and don't know how to ask for it. I didn't. You know what I did to get it? I got baptized and I thought that was the gift of eternal life. I joined the church and I thought that was the gift of eternal life. I needed it, I wanted it, but I didn't know how to ask for it. And this woman at the well, he said, if thou knewest the gift of God. Folks, by the way, if it's a gift, you don't have to do anything for it. It's just given to you. Baptism is a work. Joining the church is a work. It's a work. He said, if thou knewest the gift of God, this gift is so unspeakable and indescribable, many don't know how to ask for it or they don't know how to comprehend it. Jesus had to put this woman in a position where her only answer was, give me this water. And oftentimes, God's got to put us in predicaments to make us say, Lord, give me what I need. The gift is so unspeakable or undescribable, many don't know how to ask for it or comprehend it. But then number two, the gift is so unspeakable or indescribable, others try to pay and do good for it. Amen. I got baptized thinking that was it. My wife went through her catechism thinking that was it. Go through the first and second communion thinking that's it. But wait a minute, that's work too. That's work too. Notice what Peter said in Acts chapter 8 and verse 20. But Peter said unto him, thy money perish with thee because thou hast thought, notice this, the gift of God may be purchased with money. Acts 8:20. What am I saying here? Jesus said, if thou knewest the gift of God, you would have asked of me. Peter says here, your money is going to perish with you because you thought the gift of God may be purchased with money. Folks, you couldn't pay for it if you wanted to. You couldn't afford it. I couldn't afford it. Why? It calls for a righteous life, which we don't have. The Bible says, the gift of God may be purchased with money, he thought. And that is not true. Giving is good, but all the money in the world can't buy the gift of eternal life. Working is also good, but all the work in the world can't buy the gift of eternal life. Amen. Titus says it this way, not by works of righteousness, which we have done, Titus 3:5, but according to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. Folks, you can't do anything for it. He said, thy money perished with it. You thought the gift of God could be purchased with money? Now, Donald Trump is rich. Ted Turner is rich.
There's been a lot of billionaires here and trillionaires here, but you can't buy eternal life. Why? It's an unspeakable gift. It's an unspeakable gift. Now, you can buy just about everything else. You know, you can even buy people. You know, I don't know if y'all know this, but slavery is still big business now. People purchase children to work for them in certain countries. They purchase girls for immoral favors and things like that. And they sell them out into prostitution. They kidnap them. You see all around here missing girls. Many of them are trafficked into other countries and sold at a price. You can still buy people. Slavery is still big business. Now, it's not legal, but it's nonetheless, it's still big business. Just about everything can be purchased, but he told him over here in Acts chapter 8, verse 20, because thou hast thought the gift of God may be purchased with money, your money's going to perish with you. So the gift of God is unspeakable and indescribable to the fact that some don't know how to ask for it or comprehend it. It's so undescribable or unspeakable that others try to pay and do good for it, amen? And we could never pay or do good for it. But then thirdly, the gift is so unspeakable and so indescribable, it covers sin. When's the last time you got a gift that covered your sin? Not may people, you may pay somebody off with some money and say, well, don't tell anybody, amen, but it still didn't cover your sin. It just caused them to turn the other cheek and turn the eye, amen. A lot of people in Congress get paid off, amen, but it still doesn't cover sin. You can't give somebody enough money to cover your sin, amen. Because guess what? The all-seeing eye of God still sees. And it all he still sees. Go over to Romans chapter 5 with me. You're in 2 Corinthians. Go back one book. Because we're talking about the unspeakable gift. Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. In Romans chapter 5, Paul is detailing to the Christians at Rome how everybody has become a sinner. Notice in verse number 12. By the way, if you're in here today, if you're alive, guess what you are? A sinner. You're a sinner by nature. And you're a sinner by practice, and you're a sinner by choice. Say, preacher, no, I'm not. I sin by accident. How can you sin by accident? That's a lie right there. You willfully think the lie, and then you speak it. Amen? Some people lie to themselves. I'm the fastest man in the world. Usain Bolt has something to say about that. Amen? I'm the best quarterback in the world. Hey, Tom Brady would have something to say about that. I'm the best coach in the world. Jim Belichick would have something to say about that. Oh, I'm the tallest man in the world. Now, you may be the tallest man in the world, but you're still a sinner, amen? You may be the shortest one, you're still a sinner. You may be the largest one, you're still a sinner, amen? Yeah, I'm the best cook in the world. Somebody may have something to say about that, amen? But notice what he says here, Romans chapter 5, verse 12, talking about the unspeakable gift. He says, wherefore, as by one man, what entered into the world? Sin entered into the world, and what came with it? Death by sin. Now, folks can say what they want to say about evolution. They want to say these things were born, and they died, they born, they died, they born, they died, they born, they died. My Bible says death came by sin. When Adam and Eve first took of the fruit and disobeyed God, they began spiritually to die then, but they began physically to die, and every death has come as a result of that. So there were no dinosaurs before man. Man came after God made the creation and put him in the garden and said, it's all yours, and sin came, and they died, and most of the fossils that they find are from the Noah flood. Noah's flood, amen. But he says down there, death by sin, so death passed upon how many men? All men, that means all mankind, for that all have what? Sinned. You have sinned on your own, amen? We can go back to childhood, and I guarantee you, if I poll every mother that's ever been born and say, did your child ever disobey you in his lifetime? They will say, yes. Every child, come here, little Johnny. No. Then you get the switch on them. That's what Johnny does. Johnny comes. Amen. Why? The rod of correction. Amen. Foolishness is bound in the heart of a child. The Bible says it's bound. It's tied up. It's tightened in there. But the rod of correction will loosen it up some. Amen. And get that foolishness out of there. But all have sinned by choice. Verse 13, for unto the law sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed when there is no law. Nevertheless, he says, hey, Nevertheless, people still died. Death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam. Even though I didn't do what Adam did, I still am a sinner, who is the figure of him that was to come. But notice here in verses 15 down through 18, you're going to find two key words in just about every verse, and it says free or gift. Notice this, verse 15, but not as the offense, talking about the offense of sin, so is also the what? Free gift. For if through the offense, talking about the offense of sin, of one many be dead, if I'm dead because of what Adam did, much more the grace of God and the what? Gift by grace, which is by one man who? Jesus Christ. He is the one that we celebrate this time of the year. Because Adam sinned and everybody became a sinner, Jesus Christ was born to take away all the sin. Praise God and hallelujah. He says, hath abounded unto many, verse 16. And not as it was by one that sinned, that's Adam, so is the what? Gift, for the judgment was by one, that's Adam, to condemnation. But the, what's that word? Free gift is of how many? Many offenses under justification. No matter how many times I sinned, I can be justified. Going on to verse 17. For if by one man's offense, that's Adam, death reigned by one, much more they which have received, which receive abundance of grace and of the what? Gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, who's his name? Jesus Christ. He's the reason for the season. He's the one that was born to take away our sin. Adam lost it all. Jesus Christ purchased it all. And Jesus Christ is giving it to you as a free gift. Notice what he says down there in verse 18. Therefore, as by the offense of one judgment came upon all men to condemnation. That's all men have sinned. Even so, by the righteousness of one, the what? Free gift came upon how many men? All men under justification of life. Does that mean that everybody can be saved, that everybody is saved? No. It means that everybody is a sinner and everybody can be saved. It's there for you. It's a free gift. But just like if I bought G2 a Lamborghini and he just looked at it and never received it, guess what? It does him absolutely no good at all. He's got to receive that gift. Notice what he goes on to say down there, justification of life. For as verse 19, for as by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners. So by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. In other words, he said the Ten Commandments are there to show us that we are sinners. Amen. But where sin abounded, no matter how many times we broke the Ten Commandments, grace did what? Much more abound. He says, I don't care how many times you have sinned, my grace is sufficient. You can't out-sin God's grace, amen. You say, well, I'm too bad of a sinner. Amen. You're not too bad of a sinner. You're not too good of a sinner. God's grace is sufficient for everything. Where sin abounded, grace did much more. I don't care where you're at. If you're this sinner, God's grace is here. If you're this sinner, God's grace is here. No matter what kind of sinner you are, God's grace is above it. Amen. And amen. And so when you look at this, this gift is so unspeakable, undescribable. It covers sin. There's not a gift on planet Earth that can do that. Not a gift. You can receive a whole lot of gifts. They can do a whole lot of things. You can pass them down from a brother and sister to cousin to aunt to uncle. You can pass them on down. But guess what? They won't cover sin. Neither will they get you to heaven. Why? It's an unspeakable gift. It's indescribable. Yeah, this gift is so unspeakable and indescribable, many don't know how to ask for it or comprehend it. Number two, it's so unspeakable and indescribable, others try to pay and do good for it. Number three, the gift is so unspeakable and indescribable, it covers sin. But then number four, even though this gift is so unspeakable or indescribable, we have to still receive it because it's in a person. It's in a person. Eternal life is a thing, but eternal life is in a person. It's in a person. And you must receive this person. John 1:12 says it this way, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Ephesians 2:8 says it this way, For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. What are we saying? It's a gift. It's a person. It's free. You can't buy it. You can't work for it. You can't be good enough for it. Some people can't comprehend that they need it. Some people don't understand how they could receive it. I'm too bad of a sinner. I'm too good of a sinner. I don't sin that bad. I keep the Ten Commandments. The Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. John 3:16 says it this way, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. No wonder Paul told the Corinthians, you're giving, but thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. He says, you couldn't give the way you give unless you had the unspeakable gift. Now, there's some good givers. I know many of you go to the grocery stores now, and Walmart, you see the Salvation Army guy out there, ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling, ringing the bell, and you put a few coins in there, and you help out, and praise God, that's good. Those agencies do need some assistance, and praise God for all those that give, but that still is not going to get you eternal life. That's still not the greatest gift. That's still not the unspeakable gift. The unspeakable gift is Jesus Christ. Who is the unspeakable gift for? The unspeakable gift is for individuals. You can call on Jesus to save you from sin personally. Jeremiah said it this way, heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for thou art my praise. What did he say? He said, personally, heal me, personally, save me, and personally, I can be saved. Amen. Individuals can be saved. I don't know about you, but the day that I got saved, I wasn't worried about my wife getting saved. I wasn't. Why? I was in the hot seat myself. And oftentimes when you're on the hot seat, you're not worried about somebody else. I saw myself in danger of going to hell. I saw myself in need of this free gift. I saw myself needing this unspeakable gift, and I couldn't comprehend it. I couldn't understand it. I knew I needed it. And I wasn't thinking about my wife to say, I wonder if she's going to get saved. You know what I was worrying about? I wonder how much I'm going to burn. That's what I was saying. And I thought, you know what? I don't want to burn. I don't want to go to hell. I don't want to pay for my sins. You say you do the crime, you got to do the time. Amen. Not when somebody else pays it for you. Come on now. Now, what dummy would get a speeding ticket for $1,000 and somebody want to pay and say, well, I won't pay my own fine. You're a dummy. You can give me that $1,000. Amen. Hey, if it's paid for, receive it. Receive it. Jeremiah said, heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved. Without my praise, the unspeakable gift is for individuals. You can call on Jesus to save you personally. Jesus said it this way in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. What is that? He shall be saved. He didn't say, all right, all y'all come on in at once. He said, he shall be saved. It's one at a time. Your personal salvation is personally for you. One at a time. God saves you. He saves this person. He saves that one. Why? It's a free gift, and whosoever will. Don't you find it strange when you go to these ball games and concerts, they let you in one at a time? They don't just, because they got the turnstile there. How many people can get two people in the turnstile? I don't think so. It'll cut your legs. Amen. One person at a time. Why? They want to get the attendance. Amen. Because it's personal accountability. When you get saved, this is personal accountability. It's you dealing with God Almighty and you alone. When I got saved, I wasn't thinking about anybody else. Jeremiah said, save me and I should be saved. Heal me and I should be healed. He said, look, if you come through, Jesus said, I am the door. I am the door. Can you imagine if a fire broke out and all of us tried to fit through the door at the same time? Talk about pandemonium. Why do you think people get trampled on? Because they're supposed to go out in single file oftentimes. Amen. Who is this unspeakable gift for? It's for individuals, but it's for anyone. No matter what group you're in, no matter who you are, no matter where you have been, no matter what you have done, no matter how you look, the gift of eternal life is for you. The unspeakable gift is for anyone. It's for anyone. Now, there's not a whole lot of gifts out there that everybody will be happy with. You know, if you buy me a cookbook, I'm not going to be too happy with you. My cooking days were gone. When I married my wife, I thought, we got married and I cooked a little bit, but normally I'm too busy to cook. Amen. It's not going to do me any good. Not to do her world a good. It'll help G2 out. It'll help Joshua with his cookies and sweet stuff. Amen. It do some good. But certain gifts aren't for everyone. If you bought me a sports car, I might be excited. But you buy one for my wife, she's not going to be excited. She'll trade it in and get her something that she can drive. Amen. Now, if you buy a sports car for G2, buddy, he'd be your best friend. Lamborghini? Yeah, buddy. But if you buy me a Lamborghini, I'm not going to drive it that often. G2 will probably try to drive it for me. I'll trade it in and get the money. And so not every gift. You're like, no, that's a waste of a good car. Not every gift is for everybody, but the Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Anyone can receive the gift of eternal life. Why? It's just that universal. He said, preacher, why would everybody receive that gift? Because everybody's a sinner. And everybody is going to die from their sin if they don't receive this gift. And so it's universal for everybody. And it's unspeakable. Everybody needs Jesus Christ. Acts 2:21 says it this way, it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Who is the unspeakable gift for? It's for you. It's for me. Who is the unspeakable gift? Jesus Christ. The wages of sin is death. Romans 6:23 says it. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Who doesn't need that gift? People that are not human. You can get your robot cannot receive that. Your remote control car cannot receive that. Your new washer, dryer, vacuum cleaner cannot receive that. Your new iPad or your iPhone cannot receive that gift. But you can. Because you're a sinner and you're human. And God loves you. For God so loved the world that he gave. Paul said, thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. This time of the year, and all year long, Jesus is asking you to receive him. There's not a day that goes by and he's not asking people to receive him. It's not just at Christmas time. It's every year. Folks, I got saved in February. That was not Christmas time. I was close to my birthday. My wife's birthday was in September. We got saved on the same day. Jesus was asking and beckoning us. And he was working on us little by little. We got dressed, and sometimes we would get dressed to go to church and wouldn't go. We actually got dressed and went to church and was in the parking lot and went back home. And we said, look, we're in the parking lot, but we're like 2 minutes late. We're not going to go, and went back home. We had all kinds of excuses, and God was still, the unspeakable gift is waiting for you. And then finally that one Sunday morning, February 3rd, 1991, we didn't have any excuse. I was going to have one. I was going to blame it on my wife. I was going to say, well, you didn't get up to get dressed, so we didn't go. Well, why are you blaming me? You got to blame it on somebody. Amen. I think I'm going to take the responsibility for that. Amen. And she got up, and I said, she's getting dressed. You're not really going to church today, are you? Yeah, I'm going to church. And my wheels began to turn, Brother Jason. And I said, if I don't go, she's going to talk about me. She's going to call me a lowlife. She going to say, you're a dirtbag and all the other. She wouldn't say it to my face, but I'm just conjuring up these things and these thoughts that I would call myself. That's what I would call myself. And so I got up and I said, I'm going to get dressed just to shut that guy up. Go to church, smelling like an alcohol factory, smelling like cigarettes, probably wore the same clothes that I had worn to the club the night before, had been up till wee hours in the morning partying out there. And I got liquor on my breath, cigarette smoke on my breath, and I'm going to go to church, and I sat there like this. When is this going to be over? February 3rd, 1991. And the preaching went on, and more. I couldn't get any lower. I mean, the only other place was under the chair. And I thought, man, I thought I was bad before I came. I really feel bad. He called me a sinner. Said my feet don't match. Said my breath stank. Called me a sinner. He can't say that stuff about me. He don't even know me. That's what made it the worst. He didn't know what I was doing the night before. He wasn't out at the club. The Holy Spirit was speaking loud and clear. This is you, son. This is you, son. You need this unspeakable gift. I saw, but I'm Catholic. I got sprinkled. I got baptized Baptist. I went to Catholic school till I was in eighth grade. I took communion. I went to a confession booth. Even though I lied to the person on the other side, I still went. Have you done these things? No. I lied. If God was striking people dead, I would have been dead in the booth. They'd have dragged me out of there. I peeked through there. I'm like, you're my teacher. I'm not telling you my stuff. You're going to try and get me in trouble with my parents. I went through confession booths. I walked around with some black ashes on my head for Ash Friday, or Ash Wednesday, I mean. I ate fish every Friday. I was in Catholic school. We had to eat it. That's the only thing they serve. It's eat fish or you're going to be hungry. I mean, there ain't so many ways you can make fish sandwich, fish sticks, fish patties. It was kind of like fish every Friday. So I thought I was good to go. And I went to that church that day, and the preacher started to preach, and he said, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. I said, it's got to be something that I've done, right? Yeah, it was. I came to church that day to get saved. And the unspeakable gift of Jesus Christ in eternal life became mine. I couldn't pay for it. I couldn't work for it. It was so unspeakable. I didn't really understand that I needed it. I thought I could keep the Ten Commandments and do good with that. It was a free gift. It was right there. And I thought, wow, I'd be a dummy to pass this up. And if I pass it up, I could go to hell. And I thought, I don't want that. And the unspeakable gift, February 3rd, 1991, not only became my wife's, but became mine. And I've been trying to offer that unspeakable gift to anybody that will listen, to anybody that will receive it, trying to offer it to them. You can't get any better than that. This time of the year, all year long, Jesus is asking people to receive them for eternal life in exchange for their sin. Now think about that. You give him your sin, and he gives you eternal life. Now, you talk about a gift exchange. We give him a bad gift. He gives us eternal life, the gift of God. You can't beat that gift exchange. The wages of sin is death, he says. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus. You can't beat that. And that day, February 3rd, 1991, I said, Papa didn't raise no food. I can either go to hell or go to heaven. And the choice is mine. Nobody's going to force this gift on me. It's free. It's right there. I just got to reach out by faith and receive it. You know what? February 3rd, 1991, my wife reached out and received it. And about 2 hours later, I reached out and received it. I said, preacher, why did it take you so long? Because I was hard-headed. And I thought I could pay for it. I thought I could be Catholic enough for it. I thought I could be baptized enough. I thought I could give enough for it. And the records were shown, I didn't give a whole lot. You can't get any better than that. You get everything for receiving Jesus Christ. The greatest gift ever given to mankind is Jesus Christ, born to die for our sins. The Bible still says, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. You still have to receive this gift. Christmas is going to come in just a few days, and people will give you gifts. People may give you gifts tomorrow. People may give you gifts today. You know what you've got to do? You've got to receive it. Jesus Christ, you have to receive him by faith. You have to say, Lord, I'm a sinner, and I want to acknowledge my sin and ask you to take it. I see you died on the cross for it, and so here, Lord, here's my sin. And you said, in exchange, I could receive eternal life. And so, Lord, I'm going to believe on you. I'm going to believe on your death, your burial, and your resurrection. Believe that it was for me, that I can have the unspeakable gift called eternal life, the gift of God. And folks, that's how you get it. You don't get it any other way. It's not to the rich. It's not to the famous. It's not to the poor. It's to whosoever will. Don't let this gift go unclaimed another day. Receive Jesus Christ today if you've never received him. And it's not your membership. It's not your baptism. It's not being good. You can't pay. It's just accepting Jesus Christ as your Savior. Will you receive him today? Our heads are bowed and our eyes are closed and we're looking around. Father, the greatest gift that we can receive is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And I do pray that men, women, boys, and girls now are contemplating that thought. And perhaps there's someone today that needs to be saved. I don't know who they are, but you know. Bring them to the understanding that they need to have Jesus Christ as their Lord and their Savior. Well, we've seen how this unspeakable gift is indescribable. We can't comprehend it. We don't know how to ask for it. Some try to pay and do good for it, but it covers sin. And we have to receive the unspeakable gift through Jesus Christ because it's in a person. Or if someone here has never done that, they've never stepped out by faith and trusted Christ, I pray for that man, that woman, that boy or girl. Maybe for us as Christians, we just need to be more reflective and more thoughtful of the unspeakable gift that we contain and share it with others a little bit more frequently. Thank you for loving us, Lord. Bless now this invitation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our heads are bowed and our eyes are closed and we're looking around. Perhaps you're here today. You say, preacher, I've never received the unspeakable gift, but I'm concerned about it. Would you pray for me that I can get things settled in my mind and my heart? I know I've got some doubts about receiving this gift. I know it's by faith. I know it's not by any works, but I'm a little confused. Can you pray that I can get things settled? Wherever you're at, just raise your hand. I'll acknowledge it, and you can put it right back down. Man, woman, boy, or girl, I'm not sure that if I died right now, I'd go to heaven. I'm concerned about it. Would you pray for me? Folks, if anything like I was nervous that day. I was afraid, but I still put my hand up because I wanted someone to pray for me. Man, woman, boy, or girl, right where you're at, say, preacher, pray for me. I'm not sure. Next question. If you have the unspeakable gift, have you done the things necessary to share it with someone else? Open up your mouth. Tell somebody else how they can be born again, how they can have the unspeakable gift. Maybe this Christmas season, you need to be more mindful of the unspeakable gift and tell somebody else about them. Invite them out to church. Give them an invitation. Maybe it's a relative, maybe a friend, maybe a lost neighbor. Maybe it's someone that you know. Maybe you can tell them a little bit more about the unspeakable gift that you have. All across the room, think about what God wants you to do. Paul said, you're giving because you receive the unspeakable gift. But thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. Maybe you need to be baptized. Maybe in the invitation, you need to come and say, I want to be baptized, preacher. Maybe this morning you need to join the church. Maybe you need to come and say, preacher, what do I need to do to join? Maybe there's something that God wants you to do. The unspeakable gift is in you if you're saved. He wants you to do something. You all have a gift, and God wants you to share the gift. Father, bless now in these next moments in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's all stand to our feet. Our heads are still bowed. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed, no one looking around as we stand to our feet. Maybe you need to come down to an old-fashioned altar. Just thank God for the unspeakable gift of eternal life through Jesus Christ. Go back to the time when you got saved. Say, thank you, Lord. Thank you that you saved me. Lord, you've been so good to me. You're my rock, you're my savior, my king of kings, my Lord, my high tower. Maybe you just need to come and thank God for the unspeakable gift. Maybe God's done something special in your life. You just want to thank God for being a great God to you, an all-knowing savior to you. Let God have his way and his will in your life. The unspeakable gift is eternal life through Jesus Christ. Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. I don't know about you, but I am constantly reflective upon that time, February 3rd, 1991. Didn't know I needed to be saved. Didn't really comprehend I needed to be saved. And it was so unspeakable, I didn't know how to ask for it. But the Holy Spirit made it so clear and so real that I did need it. So as a result, I got saved. How about it today? Do you have the unspeakable, the indescribable, the incommunicable gift of God? Salvation through Jesus Christ our Lord. Salvation is in a person. It's not in a place. It's not in a possession. It's not in a thing. Salvation is in Jesus Christ. And if you have him, then you have eternal life. But you have to ask for him. As many as received him, he's there knocking. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. Any man hear my voice, open the door. He said, I'll enter in and sup with him and he with me. But you've got to open the door, friend. You've got to see that you need Jesus Christ. You've got to see that all have sinned to come short of the glory of God. You've got to receive him by faith. He is the unspeakable gift. He is the one that words just can't describe. He is the one that we can go on for eternity just talking about different names that he's been for us. He's the I Am. He's the Alpha. He's the Omega. Beginning and the end, he's the door. He's the good shepherd. Messiah, the bread of life. He's our salvation. He's our King of Kings, Lord of Lords. He's the omnipotent one, the omnipresent one, the omniscient one. He's the unspeakable, unsearchable God of glory. Our Father, we're so thankful for the unspeakable gift that's in Jesus Christ. Thank you that Paul could bring the Corinthian believers into the frame of mind and the remembrance that they are giving because they had been given to. Oh God, it's better to give than to receive. We understand, but when it comes to salvation, we have to receive before we can really give. And thank you for the unspeakable, unsearchable gift of God. That's eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Thank you for that gift. We can just receive and be born again as a result of that. Lord, as we reflect upon this Christmas coming up on Tuesday, help us to prepare our hearts for that day, that although it's not the specific day, it is the day that we set aside, and help us to talk to others about the unspeakable gift that we have received. And we give because, Lord God, you gave to us eternal life through the unspeakable gift of eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. And help us, Lord, to remember the joy that we have is the joy of the Lord. And it's truly our strength through Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, bless now these that would like to do more in this upcoming Christmas season. Those that would like to share Christ more in this upcoming season. Those that have received the unspeakable gift of God. And Lord, help us to be readily available to share and to talk to anyone that asketh of a reason of the hope that's within us with meekness and fear. Thank you so much for loving us. Lord, again, we bring to remembrance our loved ones that are ill and those that are traveling. We'll protect them, keep them safe, bring them back. Pastor Mrs. White, Brother Kelly, and others, thank you for what you've given. Lord, help this to be a special time of this Christmas. We might remember the unspeakable gift in Christ that we have. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.